Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our Alan Shar talk, and we'll start with Western intelligence seems to show that Iran was responsible for the crash of the Ukrainian jetliner and was what was most likely an accident. Disclosure suggests that the deaths of some 176 passengers on board were a result of the heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. Iran still denying the missile hit the plane. They're calling on the West to share the data. We don't know if we'll get that black box. The tensions, of course, seem to have backed down rather than escalated, but now we're learning this information.
Well, David, think of everybody who has relatives or others on that plane. It's just awful. The United States, of course, has a problem. If they use their technical know-how and go in there, they're breaking their own sanctions against Iran. And so they're obviously going to have a problem doing that. It all flows, of course, from Soleimani's execution and what they did. The president is saying, I don't have to talk to Nancy Pelosi, because if I do, it's really not the prudent way of doing business. If you see an opportunity, you kill them. Well, no, not really. I mean, I think that there's an opportunity to say, you're working on this, you're going to do it. They knew they were going to do it when they had a chance. That could have been done in advance. In any case, there are many people in this country who think that this president is going to win re-election. I don't. And I've so predicted on New Year's Day, and boy, have I heard from the Trumpers. Nevertheless, I just think this can't go on the way that it is. In his corner, he has the economy, and he keeps referring to it. There's no question that it was great under Obama and that that continuum is, well, continued. Now, David, back to the question of what brought that airliner down. There is some good evidence that has been shown on the television of a missile striking something. I have no idea whether or not the Iranians did it. I do know that the Iranians are not great people. People are, but the leadership is terrible. These are people who have, from the beginning of their revolution, so-called revolution, have done every kind of thing they could to destabilize the world. They are bad people. It's that simple. And nothing will change that except a change in their own behavior. And we don't know if that's coming or not.
All these comments by President Trump we're referring to occurred while he was at his first campaign election rally of 2020 in Ohio. While that was going on, we have the House voting to restrain Trump's Iran war powers, while the Senate could move on this as soon as next week. Your thoughts?
Well, David, there's no question in my mind that the House was right in doing this, trying to put some kind of an understanding that the Constitution means something of the United States. And that's what this was about. Now, when you go over to the Senate, you got a different story. You know those senators are not going to vote for impeachment. But some of them need to balance. Some of the voters in their districts clear need to see a president under some controls. So if they have guts, a couple of them, that's all you're going to need, turn around and say, you know, the president has to consult with Congress. If they don't do that, the history books are going to record this as a very bad juncture in the development or the killing of the American democracy and of our Republican mixed form of government.
Yesterday, we heard from Albany County District Attorney David Soares about bail reform. He's very concerned about the new reforms that took effect January 1st of this year. Now we're reading the New York Democratic leaders are in no rush to roll back these reforms. That's despite the fact that the governor has indicated he would be willing to budge.
He said it's a work in progress. Look, there's no question that it's not right that the poor are basically denied bail because they don't have a lot of money, and that the rich do. That's just wrong. On the other hand, they're between a rock and a hard place, these legislators. They took away the judge's ability to say this is a dangerous person, and these judges know dangerous people when they see them. Now, there will be those who say, yeah, as soon as somebody's of color, they're a dangerous person. And there are judges who you suspect are in that camp. On the other hand, there are many fine judges, and they know that if you let somebody walk away, they're going to go out and they're going to do the same thing that they had done up until that point. So there's a real problem. What you got to do is you got to give some discretion back to those judges and have some way of holding the judges accountable for what they've done. On the other hand, if somebody goes out after being released supposedly for something that was nonviolent, but which shows signs of real violence, and does it again, these people who are insisting that this is the right way to go are going to have an awful lot of egg on their face. They won back the Senate. But the Republicans are already using this to tell the Democrats nothing doing and we're going to take back the Senate from you based on this bail reform thing. It's got to be very, very difficult for the Democrats who have both liberals and moderates in their ranks.
Finally, Alan, an apology to you and our listeners for this next headline. It will make your heart drop. True peril. More than 1 billion animals may have been caught in Australia's fires. Some may go extinct, although scorched koalas and kangaroos have become the iconic images from the Australian wildfires. A greater ecological concern is the possibility of losing unusual animals on a continent with the highest rate of mammal extinction.
It's just awful. And nothing will rip your heart out more than seeing of a scorched koala bear. It's just awful. And it is what is coming to this earth because of what we have done. We have not done what we should when it comes to climate change. And as a result, one day after another, we are seeing evidence, whether it's in California or Australia, of the damage we have wreaked. That's for sure.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Again and always, thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be right back here on Monday. You can guarantee it.
We will, and the news will either be good or bad.
I predict.